Good day, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. Today's date is December 21st, 2021. This is episode 90, season 4. And thank you for joining me. I have a very fun episode coming up. I will discuss two things. One is vintage gift box and wrapping for Christmas at the department stores in Chicago, like, for example, Marshall Fields, Carson Perry Scott, Webolts, et cetera, et cetera. I will talk about that. Second thing I will talk about is the radio and TV show, The Cinnamon Bear. And that should be interesting. I had to do a lot of research on that. So just bear with me. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. This program is brought to you by The Egg Scrambler by Ronco. And here's a commercial from 1978. And it's during the Christmas season. Enjoy, everybody. Thank you.
Do you scramble eggs like this? You never get a perfectly blended egg, and then there's the cleanup. But now there's the Egg Scrambler. It scrambles an egg while it's still in the shell. The Egg Scrambler perfectly blends the egg white and yolk in only 5 seconds. Scrambled eggs, French toast, and omelets not only look better, but taste better. If your kids don't like the looks of runny egg whites, get the Egg Scrambler by Ronco, a great Christmas gift for only $7.77.
Walgreens, Woolworth Wilco, Osco Service Merchandise, Riverty, Montgomery Ward.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Egg Scrambler. I remember this very fondly. Another product from that wonderful man, Ron Popeil, and he died this year on July 28th. I think it's July 28th. I'll double check. Yes, July 28th. He left a legacy of wonderful products: Egg Scrambler, Mr. Microphone, Pocket Fisherman, Glass Froster, Froster. You name it, he did it, and that was wonderful. Okay. Today's episode, like I said at the beginning, I will talk about vintage gift box and wrapping that you get from the department stores where you have your Christmas presents wrapped. Christmas presents wrapped. I'm talking blah, blah, blah. And also talk about the Cinnamon Bear. That'll come later. Couple things we will start with the wrapping. In the old days, when you bought a Christmas present at a store, preferably a department store, you like to have a gift wrap because it looks beautiful. But people save money and they buy gift wrapping elsewhere. Like, for example, they buy it at Woolworths, Kresge's, Zaire, Venture, all those stores, you know, Ben Franklin, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, but it was nice to have the department store gift wrap, especially at Marshall Fields. Oh, they've done a beautiful job. Beautiful job. And also at Carson Perry Scott and at Webolts. And there was another department store called The Fair that was in the old days. They didn't go out of business. They just disappeared I think Montgomery Ward took over. Montgomery Ward, another store. In the 60s, also Mandel Brothers, all kinds of stores, Charles A. Stevens, thinking of all the department stores in the Chicago Loop. And my couple of memories of those, I used to buy presents for my mom. And I'm not a very good gift wrapper. You know, some people have that magic touch. I don't. But you pay extra to have a gift wrap, but I didn't care. So I remember a few times I went to Carson Perry Scott. I bought her some beautiful things. And you go to the gift, they call it the Gift Redemption Center. I think it's like it's on a floor in a section. And then you ask them, I would like to have this gift wrap. And they put it in a nice, pretty paper in a beautiful box and, you know, nice, tightly wound ribbon, you know. And you choose any color design. If you want snowman, Santa Claus, candy canes, reindeers, anything you want. They had them there, any variety. And over the years, my mom has kept some boxes from department stores, and we still have them. You know, we put our some of our Christmas cards, if we have leftover, or any Christmas decorations. And there's a couple she has. She has one for Marshall Fields and one for Weebolts. And, they're beautiful. You know, they're falling apart, but I can't part with them, and neither can she, because it came from there, and it's beautiful, because those stores are no longer there. And it's a darn shame. It really is. And now I don't know if they do gift wrapping today, like for stores like JCPenney or Kohl's. I don't know. I have no idea. Now we're in the Amazon era, so they don't come gift wrapped. They come shipped, you know, like in a box, you know, with stuffing and bubble wrap. But it's not the same. So that's the thing. It's fun to doing Christmas time. When you do Christmas shopping, you carry those beautifully decorated packages, you know, and then you place them under the Christmas tree, and it makes the whole, your Christmas tree magic. And it looks, and it just, the whole thing just glows with beauty. You know, it really does. You can still wrap presents by yourself, which is, that's fun too. You know, people like to do that, but sometimes you have to do it in hiding. You don't want the other person to know. I did that, and I bought a Christmas present for the family, but I had a gift wrapped. I won't say where, but I didn't want to do it, so it's ready. You know, and also, I'm not one of those people that are anxious to know what I got for Christmas. Like, if you head to your Christmas tree and you hold the package to your ear and you shake it to see what it is. Maybe it's a sweater or something to wear, or could be, you know, food, you know, candy, cookies, you know, or the shape of the present. If you see that, you could tell what it is. But that's kind of funny around Christmas time. But, you know, that era of gift wrapping and boxing is really gone. You know, the heyday was in Chicago, where Marshall Fields and Weebolts and Carson's did all that. It's wonderful. You can still find gift wrapping. Also, most of the time you find gift boxes on eBay. I always do. And some from the stores I mentioned, especially Marshall Fields, they had some beautiful boxes. Beautiful. Oh, gorgeous, you know. And, well, it's a shame. It really is. You know, I love it. I love that area. I love it. I wish I'd come back. Okay, enough of that. Right now, we're going to go into a commercial break. And after the commercial break, I will talk about the Cinnamon Bear. And go a little detail. Right now, here is a commercial from 1977. It's for Sprite soda. It's a Christmas commercial, and I think a lot of people remember it if you listen to it. You know this, and like I said, it's from 1977. So enjoy, everybody. Thank you. All right, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Sprite. I remember this commercial very well. It was first broadcast in 1977. I was a freshman at Bogan High School in Chicago. And they played that episode for a few years during the late 70s, early 80s. You can find it on YouTube. You can find that as well. If you do a search on it. And it's on my Apple Music. So, it's fun. I like Sprite, so, you know, I like 7-Up better, and I like Lemon Lime. I really do. I like Lemon Lime Soda. Canfields used to make a good Lemon Lime Soda. I like that, but the best is Ginger Ale. Excuse me. And You know, during the commercial, they mentioned Lyman. I remember they had advertised that throughout the 70s and 80s. They don't do that anymore. But, you know, but Sprite's been around, I think, since the 60s. It really is. So, anyway, I'm glad you enjoy it. So now we're going to, I'm going to talk about the Cinnamon Bear. And that was a radio and TV series. Mostly it was famous for a radio show. So I'm going to read a little history of the Cinnamon Bear so you can understand that. Okay. And it was an old-time radio program. And it was based in Hollywood, California. And it was designed to be listened 6 days a week between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's not a Chicago program. No, a lot of people thought they did, but it really wasn't. Actually, it's from Portland, Oregon. And they debuted it on November 25th, Thanksgiving Day, in on 1937, excuse me. And but WGN Radio broadcasted the year later. In 1938, some people said it was later, but I think it was around that time. And let's see. And here's the plot of the story. And this is what says in the ad from the Portland, Oregon Journal from November 25th, 1937, introducing Patio Cinnamon. Santa Claus's right-hand man. Meet him with Santa at Toyland at Lippman's. And don't miss his exciting adventures with Judy and Jimmy, the two of the nicest playmates you can ever want. And some nights you'll be so anxious to hear how they got the Silver Star back from the wicked, crazy quilt dragon that you'll listen twice. And here's the secret. The Cinnamon Bear is just excited about meeting you as he can be. So that was the ad. So that's sort of what the story was about. So here it is. The plot is, it focused on two kids named Judy and Jimmy Barton who go to the enchanted world of Maybe Land. That's M-A-Y-B-E-L-A-N-D, Maybe Land, to recover their missing Silver Star that belong on their Christmas tree. Helping on the search is the Cinnamon Bear, a stuffed bear with shoe button eyes and a green ribbon around his neck. And then they meet other memorable characters during their quest, including the crazy quilt dragon. And he always tried to take the star for himself. He was a very greedy dragon. Excuse me. And they also met the Wintergreen Witch, Fifo the Giant, and Santa Claus. And I'm not going to ruin the ending, but you could tell what's going to happen at the end. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not no spoiler alert for me. And that ended. It started at Thanksgiving and around Christmas with one episode each night, and it was 15 minutes per episode during the Christmas season, and the radio show. There were some famous voices. I'm not going to read all of them, but I'll read some that you do recognize, okay? Not the kids, so you wouldn't know that. So the Crazy Quilt Dragon, that was voiced by Joseph Kearns. He played Mr. Wilson on the TV show Dennis the Menace. Also, Judy and Jimmy's mother was played by Verna Felton. She was best known as TV series December Bride. And also, she was Fred Flintstone's mother-in-law. I remember that. And there was two characters called Weary Willie the Stork and Oliver Ostrich. That was voiced by Gail Gordon, Mr. Mooney. And another actress, Avaya Allman, she played, if you were an I Love Lucy fan, you would remember her as the supervisor where Lucy and Ethel worked at the candy factory. She's the one who said, let her roll. And there was also Frank Nelson. He did the Yes on Jack Benny Show and Sanford and Son. Very wonderful actor. And the other actor was, which I was surprised, was Howard McNear, who played Floyd the Barber on Andy Griffith Show. He played three characters, Samuel Lucille, Slim Pickens, two characters, Samuel Lucille and Slim Pickens, the cowboy. So they had a group of talented people were there. And so that was I have listened to the radio show. I have listened to it, and it's beautiful and it's wonderful. But you know, kids today, I don't think they want to. You know, they're into video games. They like fast stuff all over the place. They don't want to sit down and listen to this. But you know, but a lot of people today will not remember it. But it was fondly remembered by even before me. So, and there were some songs that played during the show, and on WGN, they made it into a TV show, and the TV show debuted, I believe, in 1950 or 1951, could be 50 or 51, on WGN TV. They also played it on WGN radio for years, you know, and it premiered in 1951 around Thanksgiving. And it was sponsored by Weebo's Department Store. And they had a lot of merchandise. I think they had merchandise before that for the radio show. And you can find that merchandise on eBay or any auction sites on the internet. And it's beautiful. And they do have some episodes. They have the radio show on YouTube if you'd like to listen. They also have episodes from the TV series on YouTube as well. So if you do a search, you will find them. I don't know if all of them are there. I'm not sure. I just listened to the radio show. I haven't watched the TV series yet, but maybe if I have time, I will. And, you know, it's a beautiful story. It really is a beautiful Christmas story. You know, there's villains. Every story has a villain. You know, you have Christmas Carol with Ebenezer Scrooge. You have How the Grinch Stole Christmas with the Grinch. Frosty the Snowman. There's always a bad guy there. So you can understand that. You really can. And so if you have time, just, you know, try to listen to the story of the Cinnamon Bear on YouTube. You can purchase a CD if you can find it, maybe on Amazon or any store you could find, you know, UCD, and you could pop the CD in your computer or DVD player or anywhere, and you can listen to the story. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to do that. And I will listen to it again if I have time. Okay, and that's the story of the Cinnamon Bear. Okay, a couple things I want to talk about before I end the show. Let's see. Oh, yeah. The other day, during the weekend, I was cleaning my bedroom, and I found my two iPod Classics. I bought one in 2005 or 6. The other one was 2008 or 9. That was the first one was white classic. It's not the first one that went on the market. They had the click wheel. That was it had a click wheel, but it was different. The second one was black. And I remember Bono from U2, you know, advertising on TV. And I tried both of them. I tried to recharge both. The first one, it can't recharge, you know, because I think the battery died. So I kept recharging for like 12 hours and nothing. It doesn't work. So unless I find someone who could repair it, have the battery replaced, I don't know if that will happen. And the second one, I recharged it. That took a while, and it worked. It really works. And I sampled the songs. You know, I put my headphones, and it's wonderful. They don't make these anymore. You know, you have your iPhone, you know, but everything's iCloud, and you can listen on your computer. But I miss the iPod, you know. And suppose you want to go out for a walk, you do your jogging, you know, your exercise, or you're on the, if you're commuting on a bus or a train and you listen, that's fun doing that. But you know, you could do that on your phone, but it's not the same. But on the phone, you have other features, you know, you have email, texting, but you know, the iPod is just strictly music, you know. And The first one that doesn't work, I'm going to hold on to it. Maybe I could find somebody that could replace the battery, which would be great. And the second one, I'll just, you know, I will keep that as well. So I can't part with them. I really can't. I love them so much. So that's not going to happen. Anyway, the second thing I want to talk about is today on Amazon Prime Video, they are premiering the movie Being the Ricardos, the 2021, and it stars Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem as Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. And it's based on A Night Love Lucy, which is my favorite show of all time. I'm a diehard Lucy fan, and I can't wait. It's out in theaters for the past week, but I can't go to a theater because I still have bathroom issues from my cancer, which I'm cancer-free right now. It'll be 2 months next Monday. So I still have to go back and forth in the bathroom. I can't do that or wear a diaper. It's too uncomfortable. It's, you know, and besides, you have to wear a mask in the theater. They still have the virus is still out there, and it's, you know, they have a new variant. So I won't go into that. And I'd rather watch it at home. So it's going to be debut tonight. I checked on the Amazon Fire Stick, and it's there. So I'm going to watch it probably tonight. I'm looking forward. I can't wait. I cannot wait. And it's, so it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. And like I said, I'm a huge Lucille Ball fan. I have watched every episode of her TV series numerous times. I can't even count, you know, countless times, you know. I've seen her movies. They were good. They were okay. But her TV show put her on the map. And I'm looking forward to the movie. And it's got some positive reviews from Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem. And she's not trying to look like Lucille Ball, but I heard she has a down pat. And I'm going to see for myself, you know. But this is a behind the scenes of the TV show. And there'll be classic scenes from classic episodes from what I saw in the trailer and a few previews. Some people didn't care for the movie because she wasn't right for the part. They wanted Deborah Messing from Will and Grace. She's fine, but I think Nicole Kidman would be better. So I'm going to watch the movie and judge for myself. And I'm not going to listen to critics or naysayers or, you know, people complain. If I love the movie, I love the movie. If I didn't care for the movie, I don't care. I want to see this movie so badly. I'm just too excited. It just hang on my chair. Okay, that'll be all for today. This is episode 90, season 4 of Van Chicago on Stories. And I'm your host, Pete Castanas. And for the next episode, I don't know when I'll do one because this weekend is Christmas. And maybe Christmas Eve I'll do an episode. I don't know. It depends what I'll discuss. Or the day after Christmas. I am not going to do one on Christmas because I want to spend time with my family. It's a holiday. And usually I go to church. Or then we have Christmas dinner. I don't know if I'll go to church. Depends how I feel. Probably not. But I'll stay home. But anyway, I'm looking forward to this holiday. It's a beautiful time of the year. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. And I hope you'll listen to me for the next episode. And bye-bye for now. And here's bye-bye for now for Ray Rayner. So take it away, Ray. Thank you, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.